que llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to The Show With No Name on Vaughn Radio. Yeah. Everybody want to party on The Show With No Name. You know that we play games and we have some fun along the way. Hey, hey, hey. Show. With no name. All right, guys, welcome to the party. I mean, English class. Right. We're supposed to be learning English here, not dancing and partying. Well, we can do both. Why not? I think we can do both. We can work it out. We'll find a way. All right, well, guys, just want to give you a quick reminder that if you want to participate, you can do that every single day, Monday through Friday, weekdays, on Vaughn Radio and their Instagram account. We are live. We broadcast live on their Instagram, and it's a fleeting moment. Es un momento fugaz. So if you're with us, thanks for being a part of this visual part of the show. And if not, remember, you can always get the oral part of the show, aural se escribe, the oral part of the show, by downloading it wherever you listen to podcasts. And just by searching for Vaughn Radio, you can search by show. Just a quick reminder, you've got Richard Vaughn Live, you've got Fitz with No Excuses. These are programs with fresh content every day in English. You've got Tosh Pasqua with Back to Basics, and then you've got my buddy Kyle Miller and his program Drive Time. So that's about 10 hours of live English content a week. And I know some of you are thinking, well, if I listen to the podcast, though, it's not really live, but there's no post-production. I mean, okay, we put in the audio clips, but it's what you call in Spanish falso directo. So really, all the programs are live. Even if you're not listening to it live, there's no, okay, corta esta parte ahí. No, you know, this is real. It's happening. You know, somebody said to me, you haven't done the show live since March. I'm like, really? I'm like, I've actually been doing it every single day, liver than ever. Más directo que nunca. Because as you guys know, when COVID hit, we decided, well, not we, the world decided that people were going to have to find, make alternate arrangements on how they were going to work and do all the things that we need to do in this world, in this life. And so we decided a way to do it that, you know, the show must go on. Well, we continued to do the show on Instagram, and you can still listen to the show on Vaughn Radio and on Vaughn Radio's app, and you can still listen to the show in the podcast format. So it doesn't matter where you listen, the important thing, or whether you watch or listen, the important thing is that you get the lessons, that you have fun, and that you play along. So here we go, guys. I'm going to give you today's Say What soundbite for the third time. I want you to write down what you hear.
I should run errands, and I was very, very commercial. You had to give me a nickel. You couldn't give me two pennies. And there was a lady on the corner that had a record machine. Mm-hmm. And I could hear Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith.
All right, folks, there you go. That is our Say What soundbite over there. And, well, I've got to say, you're going to get one more chance. So don't stress it, but this is getting down to the wire. And the expression, if something is down to the wire, estamos al final, al último momento ahí, as I said, you're only going to hear that one more time. But either way, we'll give you some time to let that sink in. Let's entertain ourselves in the meantime, mientras tanto, by taking it to the movies. Are you guys ready? I always remember the jingle from my local movie theater when I was a kid. They call it the cinema. We call it a movie theater. It was Lowe's, como Loewe, like the, thank you for coming to Lowe's. Enjoy the show. And I was, at that moment, I was like, yes! And then you would see the TriStar unicorn. Or the universe. I mean, is that, I don't know about you guys, but for me, the movie going experience, especially when you're a kid and that screen is just, how big did that screen look when you were a kid? Like it was the biggest thing in the world, right? And remember, at least when I was a kid, they didn't have the screens they have now. And I thought, you know, Back to the Future was like, you know, just it took me to another place. It took me to another time, as movies used to do. They don't. I don't know if they still do that. I feel like now it's like remakes of the remakes. But hey, that doesn't mean we can't learn English from those movies, and that's why we have this section. So let me give you guys the tagline or the trailer, and then we'll go through the scene. Let's see if you guys can recognize the movie we're going to look at today. The rivalry between two gangs, the poor greasers and the rich Sox, only heats up when one gang member kills a member of the other. Is this West Side Story? They've got gangs there. When you're a jet all the way, from your first cigarette to your last lie dying day. Oh, I don't know. No, no. I'm just trying to throw you off, despistarte. So we heard gangs, bandas, right? We heard rivalry in there, rivalidad. Vamos a pronunciar esa, rivalry, okay? So the rivalry between two gangs, the poor greasers, los greasers sin dinero, and the rich Sox. These are the names of the gangs. And a greaser's obviously because they had brillantina, like the movie Grease. I've got chills in multiplying. Grease, two reasons. Because they had grease in their hairs and grease, lightning, go, cars. You need grease for cars, too. So kind of made sense that in that movie on a double level there, on a dual level. So it only heats up. Se calienta. Remember, hot is the adjective and heat is calentar. So to heat or to heat up something, okay? And the other one, as I said, is hot. Because I've had students say, I'm going to hot my coffee. No, I'm going to heat up my coffee, okay? Just be careful. It's a common mistake. That's why I brought it up. So this rivalry heats up when one gang member, okay, kills a member of the other. And I remember when I saw the word ganga, I thought, oh, that could confuse people. That could be a false friend. Because a ganga is not a gang. A ganga is a bargain, right? A deal, un chollo, right? Una ganga, right? But a gang is una banda, right? And a band is un grupo de música. Whoa. The rabbit hole goes really deep over here. All right, let's take a look over here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a winner in the house. Give it up for your amigo, Danny. Maquinista. Maquinista. Also, Chris Jaster. J.M. Hermosilla as well. Great. A lot of you guys got it. The movie is called The Outsiders. And this is a great word. As I said, sometimes we can learn from the movies just by looking at the cover. Like grease. We just learned brillantina is grease, hair grease, as opposed to car grease. It's the same stuff, really, in the end, right? You never associated those things, but it's the same stuff there. So I think this is like a classic movie, Francis Ford Coppola. Come on. So The Outsiders. So outsider, if you're an outsider, you're somebody who doesn't belong, okay? So in Hollywood, let's use Hollywood. It's a place, I believe there's even a magazine called Hollywood Insider. If you're an insider, pues estás en el círculo central. You know, you're in the, everybody knows who you are. You're an important person. You're a Hollywood insider. Now, I have a friend who moved to Hollywood. He works with children, I think, or something. He's an agent or something. And he wants to be an insider, but he's an outsider, right? Because nobody knows who he is. He does not belong. Pertenecer. So an outsider is somebody who does not belong. Okay? outsider. Let's see how word reference defines outsider. Outsiders, de fuera, literally, forastero, extraño, persona ajena. There you go, outsider. I forgot about that word, ajena. I remember when I learned it, see, it's funny how you remember where you learn certain words. And I remember learning ajena. La piscina está cerrada, toda gente ajena. It was something, it was on a sign. And I remember in Almería, when I was a kid, and I was like, ajena, ajena. Well, I'm like, well, from the context, as I'm always telling you guys to listen to, from the context, I was like, ajena means outside, people who don't belong, people who don't live in this building. And I was right. So, ajena. So, I love how you learn things just by looking around. You know, that's especially when you're traveling. If you're in the United States or in England, it's so easy. Just look around and read everything around you and, you know, just soak it up like a sponge. So The Outsiders came out in 1983, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. And in fact, there were a lot of actors here that, they wanted to negotiate higher salaries. And Francis sat them down and he said, I'm going to make you guys an offer you can't refuse. All right. Really bad joke. Sorry. I had to. No, I made that thing up. Lo inventé, lo de los salarios. I just wanted to say, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Michael, what have I done to make you treat me so disrespectful? No, but this is not a mafia movie. This is about gangs. It's 1983's Francis Ford Coppola's classic, The Outsiders. Let's take a look at the scene here. So Daryl Curtis says, listen, with your brains and your grades, and Daryl Curtis was played by Patrick Swayze, the famous, she's like the wind of my dreams, you can't out of my reach, she's out of my league. This song is out of my reach. You gotta have a sense of humor, especially when you can't hit those notes. Patrick Swayze, the legendary Patrick Swayze. And he says, listen, with your brains, con tu cerebro, ¿no? Que eres listo, and your grades, tus notas en el cole, you could get a scholarship, una beca. You could get a scholarship, and we could put you through college. And in English, a verb exists. I got to put my kids through college, and es como tengo que pagar sobrevivir los cuatro años de universidad. It's expensive in the United States, higher education. He goes, ain't that right? Ain't is isn't, right? Ain't that right, Soda? And Soda is his nickname, Soda. Refresco. He goes, but you're living in a vacuum, pony. A vacuum is... how would you guys say this? Because a vacuum is una aspiradora, pero no quiere decir eso. I'm like, no, it's to live in a vacuum, en el vacío, vives in a, you live in a vacuum. I'm trying to look at, yeah, like en un vacío, like in tu propio mundo, right? In a closed world, a vacuum. But the word vacuum is more commonly used, unless you're a scientist or something, it's more commonly used to say aspiradora y aspirar, okay? A ver a lo que aspiras. Okay, I'll stop. I won't make any more jokes until we get to the joking section. I promise. I'll try. I promise I'll try. And he goes, and you're going to have to cut it out. Now, this is a good expression, a good collocation. Cut it out is basta ya. Cut it out. Corta el rollo. Ya está. Cut it out. Okay? And then he says, you just don't stop living because you lose somebody. No dejas de vivir porque pierdes a alguien. He goes, I thought you knew that. Pensaba que sabías eso. And he goes, and anytime you don't like the way I'm running things around here, y cuando hay algún momento que no te gusta como yo llevo las cosas por aquí, he goes, you can just get out, all right? Te puedes largar. And Pony Boy says, you'd like that. You'd like that. Eso te gustaría a ti, right? You'd like that. Now, this character was played by C. Thomas Howell, another big name in the 80s. And he goes, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Te gustaría, no? Question tag. You'd like me just to get the hell out. Largarme, no? He goes, well, it's not that easy. Pues no es tan fácil. Is it soda? He goes, and is it, there's usually, hey, if you want to practice question tags, you can do it with Pony Boy. And then Soda Pop says, God damn, you guys, leave me out of it. And God damn is like, ah, oh, jeez. This is, now this character, what a cast, vaya reparto. So played by Rob Lowe. So another 80s actor, Rob Lowe. And he goes, God damn, guys, joder Dios. He's like, leave me out of it. And write this expression down. It's a good one to know. A mí me dejas fuera. A mí no me incluyes. Leave me out of it. It's like when people, your friends are having an argument and they're like, Alberto, right? Right? I'm like, leave me out of it. A mí no me incluyes. A mí me vas a dejar fuera. So, really cool story. I didn't know, about the cover of this. As I said, we can learn from the cover. Well, not just from the title, but there's an interesting story behind the cover picture of this. And basically, in the poster, the greasers are shown laughing. Okay? They're laughing. And Johnny, the character Johnny, is smirking. And a smirk, S-M-I-R-K, a smirk is, like to smile like, it's a superior smile. It's like a, I'm better than you, kind of smug, we say, like, You know, we all know it. There's a smile like, oh, wow. And there's a smile like, So it's that one. Okay. Again, if you go to Google Images and you put smug look, or you put, what was the word I gave you? Smirk. You'll see what the look is. It'll show you on Google Images. So the greasers are laughing. Que se pronuncia como si fuera una F pura y dura. And Johnny is smirking. Well, it was a candid shot. It was a shot that was not supposed to be taken. They were in the middle of their photo session. And the actors were supposed to look tough. Remember, they're in a gang. They're not supposed to be laughing, you know? And they're not supposed to be like, ha, ha, ha. So what happened? Why are they laughing? And why was the picture that they used originally not part of the shoot? Well, during the photo session, Leif Garrett, he played the role of Bob, the sock, right? And he was approaching the food table, the catering. You say catering. We don't. We say catering. He was approaching the catering table. And one of the stagehands said, a stagehand is un asistente de producción, said, he said, hey, Leif, don't dig in yet. Save that for the actors. Okay. Now, me estaba insultando. The good thing is that he obviously had a good sense of humor because he said that everybody started cracking up, including him. He wasn't, I mean, he was smirking, but he wasn't like, you know, angry about it or anything. He didn't hold the grudge, como decimos, guardar rencor, to hold a grudge. So he said, yeah, don't dig in. To dig in is a comer. Don't dig in yet. Save that for the actors. Guárdalo para los actores. And of course, the whole cast cracked up. Se partieron el culo. And the photographer took that picture, and that's them laughing at that joke. So a little piece of history captured there. It was not a posed photograph. It wasn't the photograph that was intention, the original intention to be there. So there you go. A little interesting story about this movie. And folks, you know what? We've got to move on because we've got a lot of stuff to go here on today's show. So let's change gears and move over to a section where we look at words that tend to be a bit confusing in homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. You know it. It is time for homophones only on the show with no name. And as always, I'm going to give you two words. I want you to tell me using a complete sentence what the two words are. And if they sound exactly the same or not. Okay? So the first word is de serie. So when you say numero de serie, you would say this number first, the number. Okay? Serie. Not serie de televisión. Okay? Serie de novela. Now, we use more commonly the word series now. But that's not the one I'm looking for. I'm looking for número de... how do you say it? De serie. Yeah. Número de serie. Okay? That serie. Now, the next one I'm looking for is cereales. Cereales. So, what are those two words? And do they sound exactly the same or not? So, de serie, número de serie, sin la palabra número, and cereales. Okay, en general, cereales en general. Okay, how do you say me gustan los cereales? Okay, por ejemplo, ese cereal. Cereales. Okay, so let's see. Let's see if you guys know it. Danny says the words are and and they are homophones. All right. Jose Luis is making a joke. I like it. So you're saying that they sound the same, I imagine, with that joke. Let's see. Jesus says the words are and and I bet they sound alike. Good. J.M. Hermosilla agrees with you. So right now, most of you are saying that the word serie and cereales sound exactly the same in English, because that's the idea behind this section. If we can find words that sound the same, then we only learn how to pronounce it once. Same pronunciation, you know, we're saving some time. For those of you who can't figure out how to put a period at the end of your sentence, this is perfect for you, you know. Let's see. Jaime says they sound alike. Okay, great. Let's see. Chris says they're and they're homophones. Jennifer says the words are and they're homophones. All right, well, I'm going to say both words. Okay, well, the first thing, if you have to get something repaired, let's say you have to get your laptop repaired, reparado, fixed. Well, they'll ask you, what's the serial number? Okay, now, back in the day, they used to say, this is a serial. Pero ahora se dice series, para decir de serie, no algo que en capítulos. So that word has changed. It's not used in that way anymore. It's used more for the serial number of something. And the second word, cereales, is cereal. And I didn't catch you guys. I thought a lot of you guys were going to put cereals. But really, unless you're talking about oat, barley, sabes, diferentes cereales, granos, you know, then you really would just say cereal. Que muchos lo habéis petado. You did a great job. So cereales, it's like in Spanish you say el pijama. Pues en inglés es pajamas. Siempre con ese. Well, this is another case like that. You say, me gustan los cereales. We say, I love cereal. In general, I'm not saying different grains. See what I mean? Because when we talk about cereales, oats, which oat is avena, trigo, that would be the only occasion where you would say cereals. But when we talk in general, you know, normally, unless you're a farmer, you don't talk about the different grains and cereals. So in general, when we talk about breakfast cereal, Kellogg's, all that stuff, we say cereal. So excellent job, my amigos. Yes, they are homophones. Fantastic. All right, well, let's change gears. I can't believe it. We've got one more section left, and then we've got to go to our final commercial break. So let's get on with it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for a section where we look at words with double meanings. You know it. It's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And I see a lot of you guys are coming up with your own serial jokes. Yeah, my daughter's a serial killer. She destroys cereal if I give it to her. Get it? But she's not Jeffrey Dahmer. She's not Ted Bundy. She's a cereales. Good joke, guys. Good. Well, that's good. That means you got it. But let's see if you can get today's double trouble. And I think it's going to be an easy one, but I could be wrong. So let's give it to you. Now, don't answer yet because we got 30 seconds until we go to a commercial break. So hold off and we'll take a look at your answers when we come back. Remember, give us this translation using the same word twice. And, well, obviously using punctuation, making a real sentence, okay? And here we go. So, hay heces en el taburete. Heces, vamos, caca, ¿no? Feces. Hay heces en el taburete. That is today's double trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that when we come back. Plus, we've got a lot more still to go. So, stick around.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online, the Baugan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, baugan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés.
Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Guys, back for the fourth and final part of today's show. Unbelievable. I told you it was going to fly by. Unreal. The good news is, though, we're connected thanks to social media. So if you guys are not following me on social media, I know you're following Vaughn because you guys are in the know. Sois muy listos. But if you're not following me, we'll do that as well. It's just another resource. Okay, so we've got to move on, though. It's time for our double trouble section, which was I ethis en el taburete. Let's see if you guys figured it out. Born to Iron Man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for him. All right, well, you got it, you got it. All right, so ethis is like a formal way to say poop, right? Because I guess if you go to the doctor, I mean, do you say when you go to the doctor, here's my poop? You know, if they tell you they want to do a test, here's my piss, here's my poop. No. We say a urine sample, una muestra de orina. So urine se escribe, right? Urine sample. And the other word is stool ethis, right? So that would be number two. In English, we say number one and number two. So taburete is stool. Now, in un bar, you can call it a bar stool, but you can just call it a stool too. It's like swimming pool. Extra word, not necessary. So stool. But also, stool is ethis, excremento, deposición. So here's the interesting thing, that if you go to, it's different. So it's a urine sample or a stool sample, if you've ever had to go to a doctor and they asked you for that. We looked at the word stool the other day as well, too. We said a stool pigeon is un chivato. So this could have been a triple trouble, but we kept it at two to keep it under control. So there's, now, this is a debatable thing here. A lot of you put, there are stools on the bar stool. And it depends. Entonces, hay uno, there's a stool on the bar stool, or there's stools. There are stools on the bar stool. That's up to you. Depends how much you had to go. Okay, I think it's time to change gears. Creo que es un buen momento para cambiar. But hey, if you already knew the word stool, well, you didn't really have to learn a new word. You just learned another meaning to that word. And ladies and gentlemen, I see we've got a student over here who has taken a stab at today's Say What soundbite. So let's give it up for him, J.M. Hermosilla. Looks pretty good, man. You're missing a couple words, but great. Fantastic. All right. Good ear, man. Good ear. Es difícil, eh? This is a really challenging one, para usar la palabra de antes, a really trying one, but it is doable. Es asequible, I can assure you. And you know what? In the meantime, I know what we're going to do. We're going to go to your favorite section. You're joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, amigos. You're joking. Estás de coña. And as always, this is where I give you guys a joke, and we gotta see if you get the joke. And if you get the joke, kudos. Enhorabuena. You know, crack open a beer. It's National Beer Day, if you get the joke. I'll tell you what. It's on me. Aunque es muy difícil mandarte una cerveza. You know what I mean. The next one is on me. Okay, well, here we go. The next round, right? Okay, so let's take a look at this joke. And as always, all you have to do, I mean, you've got a really simple part here in this part of the show. And it's as simple as listening, paying attention, and seeing if you get the joke or if it goes over your head. Okay, as we say in English, se te pasa por encima de la cabeza, which means no lo pillas. So it's a good way to, if si no lo pillas, perfecto. It's a great moment to try it. Oop, I didn't get it. It went over my head. Y así practicas esta expresión muy común en inglés. So why was the microbrewer the most creative guy? Okay, the microbrewer. And what is a microbrew? Well, a brew is another way of saying beer. And to make beer is to brew beer, elaborar, right? Beer. So a micro brewer is, I think you say cerveza artesanal, un cervecero artesanal, possibly? A micro brewer. Good word to know, because micro brews is como se dice cerveza artesanal. The United States, there's some really good microbrews, okay? So why was the microbrewer the most creative guy? Because he was good at arts and crafts. Arts and crafts. No? Arts and crafts. I'll put the emphasis on the word craft. So he was good at arts and crafts. No? No, nadie, no? Okay. I'm going to take a walk here with my friends, my amigos, the crickets. They never let me down. Thanks, crickets. Thanks for being there through thick and thin, duras y maduras. Did anybody get it? So, he was good at arts and crafts. Hey, you know who should... Arts, you should know this one. Oh, there's arts right now, but arts is like, nope. No, it went over Art's head. Okay, so let's take a look then. So he was good at arts and crafts. Well, what are arts and crafts? Well, you call arts and crafts artesan. I just forgot. I just had it. Manualidades. Thank you. Sometimes it's hard switching back and forth. Lemur, it's not, it goes out of my head, it went over my head. Muy importante que no cambiemos la preposición. Por eso quiero que apuntéis las cosas. Porque son muchas, son cinco palabras. No es solo go and head, it's go over one's head, right? So it went over my head. J.M. Hermosilla looks like he got it over here. Okay, so he was good at arts and crafts. Arts and crafts, again, manualidades, okay? But also, craft beer is cerveza, another way of saying cerveza artesanal, craft beer. So I said microbrews or craft beer. Craft viene de oficio, o sea, arte. Tiene una destreza, una maña. Right? I think you say, right? So craft, if you think of the word, the idea, then it makes sense. Craft beer is beer that has been handcrafted. Aha! So we just learned two different ways to say cerveza artesanal. Is anybody else thirsty? Oh, man, I'm craving, tener el mono, I'm craving a nice icy cold frothy beer. Anybody else? And I got a second joke. So he was the most creative guy because he was good at arts and crafts, craft beers, but he was also great at his craft. Su oficio. No. Okay. All right. Well, guys, at least, hopefully, even if you didn't laugh in that section, at least you learned the many uses of this word craft, C-R-A-F-T. And you'll see it so much. Aircraft, naves del aire, right? Witchcraft, brujería, right? Paco says, the craftsman, el artesano, ¿ves? See how Paco took it and ran with it? Paco lo cogió y dice, le voy a dar yo unas vueltas. That's exactly what I want you guys to do, what Paco did there. Okay, guys? So check it out. Remember, even if you don't comment in the group, the idea is to have a notebook where you guys can write down the vocabulary, the expressions, pronunciation things. Remember, if you're writing down something that has to do with pronunciation, write it the way you hear it. So write the real word. So if it's, the word is, for example, let's choose a word that my students hate there. You say a word we looked at before. You don't say it incorrectly in Spanish. It's gathering in español. Pero como es un anglicismo, y si lo vas a usar en inglés, te aviso que no se dice gathering, se dice catering. Entonces tú pones en tus apuntes gathering y la palabra ya lo sabes. Pero si pones la palabra catering en tus apuntes y no pones cómo pronunciarlo, why? Why bother? You're not really doing it. So write down catering con E-I or como lo oyes. That's what you should, that's, it's a key. If you'll see a lot of the Vaughan materials, muchos de las, los materiales de Vaughan, which by the way, if you're looking for some amazing English materials, you can go over to GrupoVaughan.com at our Vaughan tienda, and VaughanTienda.com is full of amazing resources to help you on your English journey. And I'm here to remind you too, if you're thinking about classes, whether it's an online course, we have our yearly online course, which is $99. Hablando de ganga, that's a steal, a bargain, a deal. Tres formas de decir ganga. I think it's definitely worth it if you're thinking about self-study, autoestudio. I also highly recommend our video conference classes. If you're still not leaving the house, if, you know, this kind of stuff, you guys, you're covered. We've got you covered. Te tenemos cubierto. Give us a call and we can set up classes. We have group classes. We have one-to-one private classes. But the first thing you need to do is contact us and get your free level test. So drop us a line and find out how you can get started. And that said, guys, we've got to move on because we've got so much to do. So I feel like celebrating. It's National Beer Day in the United States, but also it's somebody's birthday. De hecho, mi cuñado dice beer day como birthday igual. O sea, para él, it's his beer day every day. Él no dice birthday, dice birthday. Digo, okay, a mí me suena bien. Día de la cerveza en vez de cumpleaños. Well, what if we roll it all into one in this section? Famous birthday trivia. Right, amigos. That's right. It's famous birthday trivia only on the show with no name. And Jaster as well taking a stab at the say what soundbite. Good job, JM Hermosilla and Jaster. Jaster got who it is as well. Nice job, Jaster. You used her nickname, su apodo. Okay, good. Well, we're going to take a look at the say what soundbite in a bit. But right now it's time for our famous birthday trivia section. Remember, I want to know who these three people are, these birthday boys and girls, and I want you to tell me, using a full sentence, whose birthday it is. Our first birthday boy was born in the year 1939. I don't know why I went into Laurence Olivier acting style. He was born in 1939, maybe because this guy is a film director, producer, screenwriter. He's won so many different awards, 5 Academy Awards, 6 Golden Globes, and a Partridge in a Pear Tree. but he co-wrote Patton, and Patton, which is a movie about General Patton. I don't know if you guys know this. It was filmed in Almería, some of the movie, near my dad's village. Si no habéis visto esta película, es una leyenda. Patton, it came out in 1970. And see if you recognize Andalucía, Spain. Now, I think they might have shot at other locations too, otros locales in España. But I know for a fact that they were down in Almería shooting this movie. But he co-wrote that one. The ones that he really got popular for was the gangster, the mobster, otra forma de decir mafioso, the mobster genre, and that's The Godfather. That's right, The Godfather, which came out in 1972. The Godfather Part 2, which came out in 1974. But he's got so many other movies as well. Apocalypse Now, The Outsiders, which you might recognize from today's name, that movie. Aha. So that guy. Oh, and he's got a vineyard. He's got a winery. A vineyard is donde están las parras, no? El campo. But the winery is todo. So viñedo, I get confused with that in Spanish. So the, again, the winery is the place where you have a glass of wine and you're, there's a hotel, there's a spa, it's a whole experience. But the vineyard is when you walk out in el campo. That's the part where you see the grapes on the vine. And I've had his wine and it's really good. My wife and I loved it in the United States. And we are planning, hopefully, when we can travel again, to go to his vineyard. All right. The next person was born in 1932. An American singer and guitarist. Country music. Remember the other day I said we've got to look at country music too? Why not? Well, you got it. We've got a country musician here. And I'm the first person to admit that when I was younger, no, I'll explain. I loved country music. Then I thought it wasn't cool to like country music. And now I like it again. So it's funny. Same thing with boy bands. Like I didn't like boy bands because it wasn't cool. So it's funny how when you're younger, you let that guide you. But when you're older, you're like, I like what I like, and I don't care if it's cool or not. So this guy, his most famous songs are Country Bumpkin. Que de ahí aprendemos paleto. Country Bumpkin. Not pumpkin, bumpkin. We can say Country Bumpkin. We can say hick. We can say hillbilly, right? Those are different ways to say paleto, right? Paleto. So, another one, it's time to pay the fiddler, pagar al violinista, the fiddler, famous from the Fiddler on the Roof. So, yeah, I don't know if he was popular in Spain. I'm not too sure, you know, but, well, I gave you some information about him. As I said, 1932, he died in 2013, and his hits came out in the early 70s, okay? Fran says, I think the Say What section at the very beginning, she says, it's what it is. Well, we'll take a look at that in a moment, Fran Israel. Let's finish up this section first. And the last person celebrating a birthday today was born in 1915. Well, she would have been celebrating a birthday if she hadn't died in 1959. Her real name, Eleonora Fagan. But nobody knows her like that. Everybody knows her as... casi lo digo. Well, another nickname she has is Lady Day. La Señora Day. The queen of jazz and swing music. She's probably one of the greatest singers, performers that I've ever heard myself, at least. And her music is timeless. I mean, she was from 1915, she was born. So she was making music in the 30s and, you know. So let's see. We've got a winner over here. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your classmate, Jaster. Also, Chris Valrol as well. Nice job. Nice job, amigos. Number one, Francis Ford Coppola. Number two, Cal Smith. Cal, yeah, it's kind of an antiquated name in the United States. Cal, C-A-L, como Cal. Uno de Cal y otro de arena, right? Cal. But we say Cal, like California. Cal Smith. And the last one, Lady Day, Billie Holiday. And that brings us over to our Say What soundbite. A, this recording is from a long time ago. B, Billie Holiday had some aversion to drugs and alcohol. And so this is her speaking. And she says, I used to run errands. I used to run errands. Hacer recados. Okay? I used to run errands. Muy difícil. A mí me costó muchísimo. So don't stress it. I used to run errands. And I was very, very commercial. Yo fue muy comercial, como yo sabía venderme, you know. She goes, he had to give me a nickel. He couldn't give me two pennies, no? El jefe tenía que darme cinco céntimos, no dos céntimos. And she says, and there was a lady on the corner. Y había una chica en la esquina. And she had a record machine. Y tenía un tocadiscos ahí, ¿no? Un radiola, gramola, whatever you say. And I could hear Louis Armstrong. We don't say Louis, we say Louis, like the French pronunciation. Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith, two greats, two people that, wow. You listen to Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, and Bessie Smith, you don't need too much more in life. They're the greats, as we say. So this is Billie Holiday, Lady Day. La parte que yo creo que costó mucho es esto de I used to run errands. Antes hacía recados, which is the first line. And the last ones are the names, Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith. Let's hear Lady Day.
I used to run errands, and I was very, very commercial. You had to give me a nickel. You couldn't give me two pennies. And there was a lady on the corner that had a record machine. And I could hear Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith.
All right, there you go, folks. Lady Day. And now, here's the question. Will today's Name That Lyric be a Billie Holiday song? We'll have to find out and see on today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric. And thus es por eso. Thus, we've reached the end of the show. And this is usually the part of the show where I say, merci beaucoup. Obrigado. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here every day and for learning English with us here on the show with no name. Remember, follow us on social media, follow Vaughn, follow me, follow my colleagues, and this way you make sure you're learning English all throughout the day. In fact, this morning in my Instagram stories, I shared about 5 or 6 different verbs as I was cooking breakfast. So you can take a look at that. It's in my stories on Instagram. You'll learn just by being entertained. As I said, little tidbits, trocitos de inglés. So it's not too much. I don't want it to be overwhelming either, abrumador. And that's why we write things down too, because it's a lot of information we go through in a typical show. All right, so here it is, guys. It's today's Name That Lyric. Let's see if you guys can figure it out. Él entró en un bar y aparcó su constitución larguirucho en un taburete. He walked into the bar and parked, aparcó, we say, his lanky frame. The word lanky is very long, right? Lanky frame. And your frame is your body type, no? Como tu marco, we say. Lanky frame with a long, soft southern drawl. And a southern drawl is ese acento del sur de Estados Unidos. I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. Yo me tomaré un vaso de algo frío. A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. Le miró de arriba hacia abajo. And she thought, I wonder how on earth, me pregunto cómo, demonios, that country bumpkin, ese cateto, paleto, found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin. Hola, paletillo. How's the frost out on the pumpkin? ¿Cómo está la escarcha encima de la calabaza? Hey, es lo único que rima con bumpkin. All right, so you guys got it. I see we've got a bunch of winners. Give it up for our amigos, Jaster and J.M. Hermosilla. The J's have it. Guys, this song is called Country Bumpkin, and this is birthday boy Cal Smith. So I want you guys to help me right now. I want you to put on your southern drawl. Come on, extend your vowels. Extiende esos vocales.
He walked into the bar.
You know how it goes. Let's go. Yeehaw!
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame upon a tall bar stool. And with a long sauce of southern drawl, just have a glass of anything that's cool. A bar. A barroom girl with heart and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. Up
and down. She thought,
and she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin.
Here we go, the chorus. She said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on the pumpkin?
She said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? Was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was near.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person,